Hello, I'm Scott Bradley, your news director for the River 95.3 and Fox Sports Radio 1450 with another Newsmaker segment being brought to you by Warren County, where history, nature, and family come together. Today we're talking to the communications officer for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, Casey Hollins. Casey, cooler weather coming on. Help us save money on our electric bill.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to share some key points to help people learn some steps that they can take to control their costs, especially when the temperatures start to drop. And I'll first start by saying that we've been really lucky to have these milder temperatures over the past couple of months, but we do anticipate as we roll into the winter time period that it will start to get cold. So when you're starting to transition for that time of year, it's really important to figure out the lowest possible thermostat setting that you can set your heating and cooling system to. We highly recommend 68 degrees, but we also know that for a lot of people that might be too cool in the house. So if you could find a low temperature that's comfortable for your household and set your thermostat to that low temperature and try to keep it there. There's some other critical things that you can do that we highly recommend, and really we recommend you do these all year, but one of those is checking your air filters, and if they're dirty, replace them. A lot of times we find people needing to replace them every 30 days, but if they're not dirty, you can let them stay there a little bit longer until it's time to replace them. It's also the time of year when folks are getting outside and they're doing some outdoor yard work and cleanup, so as you're doing that, make sure to check around your outside heating and cooling system unit and make sure that any debris or shrubs that might be blocking the unit, that you clear those away so that the airflow can be optimized and your unit can operate efficiently. Another easy way to keep the temperature in your home warm during the winter is to keep the drapes and the curtains open to let the sun shine in. This will help warm up the temperatures indoors and reduce some of the strain on your heating system. If you have a window air conditioning unit, it's time to take that out and make sure that the window is closed and sealed. If you leave those in throughout the year, you run the risk of air leaks around the edges of that window unit. We know that a lot of our members have a fireplace, so make sure your damper seal is closed tightly and that it remains closed unless you're burning a fire. If you have it open and you don't realize it's open, that's sucking air out of your home and pushing that cool air in as well. And then there's some other things that you can do with the help of a professional, like checking your ductwork, make sure it's well insulated, checking your insulation in your home, making sure that it's properly the right depth. So keep these tips in mind, and these are the types of things that will help you use less electricity and save on your electric bill.
Casey, I'm sure that there are more tips at myrec.coop, correct? Where would we find those?
An easy way to find that on the website is myrec.coop/save.
Casey, does the cooperative recommend programmable thermostats?
Absolutely. Programmable thermostats are really the best way to control the temperature in your home. One of the convenient things about the newer models that are out there in the market today is that a lot of them come with functionality that lets you control your thermostat settings from anywhere using a mobile phone or a mobile device. We recommend those simply because it gives you control. So if you haven't yet invested in a programmable thermostat, do that. You can set the temperatures in your home, stay at the temperature you want. You can control it so that if you're going to be away from home, you can adjust the settings to be like lower than what you would need. So it's not keeping your unit working even when you're not there. So we do highly recommend this.
One of the great things about the programmable thermostat is you can adjust it before you get back home to adjust the temperature in the house. Casey, with today's economy, I have to ask, what if a member is struggling to pay the bill?
Well, we do understand that the economy is definitely creating some hardships for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative member owners. And we're experiencing ourselves some of the challenges with the supply chain and increasing costs. But we want to remind everyone that we have member service representatives that are local and available to talk to you about your situation and to help figure out the best solution to navigate this difficult time. Our hours to speak with a representative are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. They can help you with payment options. They can help you find resources to assist you with making a payment if you need that type of support. And they can also point you in the right direction for tools and programs that we have that you may not yet be aware of. But we also understand that sometimes it's difficult for someone to have that conversation with another person. So there are options for you to find that information on your own using our website and other online resources. There's a tool called Virginia 211, and you can go online to Virginia 211, or you can call 211, and the people that are through that service will also point you to local organizations within your community that have the resources to provide emergency assistance if you're facing a difficult time and you need support. You can also schedule a payment arrangement. If you're struggling to make your bill payment on time, you can go into our online tool called MyREC Smart Hub, and that's available on our website, and we also have a mobile app. And you can schedule a payment arrangement right through that mobile app without having to speak to someone. You can also call, and we have an automated phone system that allows you the convenience of also scheduling a payment arrangement without having to share details that you might not want to share. And then there's other tools that we have that might make paying your bill a little easier. For example, budget billing. And that is a tool or a program that helps keep your bill payment amount more consistent. It does adjust twice a year based on the amount of electricity that you use, but during around 6 months of each time period, your bill is more consistent, so you don't have to wonder what your bill amount is going to be. So definitely check out those resources. Don't hesitate to give us a call, and do look at the information we have online at myrec.coop, as well as in our tool, MyREC Smart Hub.
Oh, some very good information there, Casey. Thank you very much. If you know of someone making a difference in the community or an event coming up we need to get the word out about, call or text Direct and Connect 540-635-4121. Make it to the attention of Scott. Let's see if we can make you a newsmaker on the River 95.3 and Fox Sports Radio 1450.